AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. If you were looking for a bombshell in the latest batch of emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private server, you're not going to find any. State Department spokesman John Kirby says even an email about North Korea's nuclear program did not warrant a top-secret classification.
The original assessment was not correct, and the document does not contain top-secret information. At the request of the intelligence community, a limited amount of information in this document has been provisionally upgraded to secret.
One email between Secretary Clinton and President Obama was withheld from public release, but Kirby says it and 19 other messages will eventually be released with other presidential records. A trial is underway in Brooklyn, New York, for an Air Force veteran who is charged with attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group and with obstructing a federal investigation.
In court, prosecutors told the jury 48-year-old Tayrod Pugh turned his back on the country he once pledged to serve by trying to join the Islamic State fighters and die a martyr. But the defense countered that the federal case was a fantasy and that the Air Force vet was trying to go to Syria to look for work after losing his job as an airline mechanic. The trial is one of the nation's first involving an American charged with trying to join the Islamic State group. The Justice Department has said it has brought over 70 cases throughout the country. Julie Walker, New York.
Bernie Sanders is holding his final rally in suburban Boston before Super Tuesday. He's hoping to beat Hillary Clinton in Massachusetts and Minnesota.
When voter turnouts are large, when working people and young people and people who in many cases have given up on the political process, when they come out to vote, we do very well.
This is AP Radio News. George Kennedy, a character actor who won an Oscar for his performance in the 1960s film classic Cool Hand Luke, has died of old age. Here's Kennedy and co-star Paul Newman watching a pretty blonde watching her car as they worked on a chain gang.
Hey, Lord, whatever I've done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes. My Lucille. Your Lucille, boy, where'd you get that? Lucille, you mullethead. Anything so innocent and built like that just gotta be named Lucille.
Actor George Kennedy died Sunday at the age of 91. Gil Hill, a former Detroit City Councilman and one-time mayoral candidate, better known to action movie fans as the salty-tongued police inspector Douglas Todd in three Beverly Hills Cops films, died this afternoon at the age of 84. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.